Do they really tell the story? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation and every nook and cranny. We're asking ourselves, what's going to happen November 7th when we wake up? Will the headlines screaming out of our computers read Romney, 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 or Hope and Change Part 2? Normally, we know how history views weak economies and problems with foreign policy. Usually that means that the president doesn't have a great chance to be reelected. But you have that edge always in your back pocket, always in your back pocket when you're the incumbent. So Obama still is managing to keep it close. If you look at the polls, and in fact, in some cases, for what you believe for the daily tracking, he's ahead, but it is neck and neck. No matter how you manipulate it to the most liberal poll there is, or the rightest of right, the numbers are still very close. So that tells the story. But what does close mean? When you think of John McCain getting 47% of the popular vote, it didn't amount to a hill of beans because he didn't win. Winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. It doesn't matter if you run this great campaign and don't win. So, in the end, who is it going to be? What are the themes that are starting to line up on both sides of this thing? One thing's for sure. Democrat, Republican, or whoever decides to throw in the future, everything's fair game. And I mean everything. Romney officially gets the nomination, we'll say. Because if we were going to be real about it, the official coronation is always at the convention and you have to get the delegates. But he had them. So back in May, when that was the inevitable, which we knew a year ago, he gets the nod immediately, has to keep kicking into high gear with fundraising, goes to a private home, $50,000 a plate. This is May, and here we are in September, 4 months later. In a critical time, you know, when we're in the go mode, 48 days away from the election, and the video comes out that obviously is a secret taping, hidden camera, whatever it was. It looks more like a cell phone thing to me. And they catch Romney, not catch him, he's just talking. He's saying what he believes, that there's too much entitlement and numbers are too high and all that other sort of stuff. But in the end, does this end up being one of the biggest thorns in his side? Or no, this is just another little nick. Just another little nick. Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, gets pummeled every single day about the same old themes, including taxes. And that makes sense because it is a weak economy. People are concerned. What's happening? What's going on with this fiscal cliff nonsense? What does that mean? What about the Bush tax cuts? Does that get extended or do I lose $2,000 when I come back in 2013? What does it all mean? What does it mean for me, me, me? We are a me society because, you know, you got to look to the people around you in your home, the mouths that you have to feed. And we know the economics. We didn't need Bill Clinton to tell us the arithmetic, what comes in and what goes out, you have to have enough in both directions. Otherwise, your budget is broken, and it's very similar to what we have in Washington. So Jay Carney tackled the whole middle-class taxes scenario.
He certainly doesn't think that middle-class families are paying too little in taxes. But again, the broader point that you always hear him make is that, you know, we need to come together as a country. We need to work together for what's best for the country and best for especially the middle class, which is the backbone of this nation.
All right, middle class. It's funny. You have both guys saying it's about the middle class, but in the end, do you think this election is really about the middle class? I mean, maybe that's the question we should ask ourselves. It's about the middle class, the middle class. You see the signs, and you hear the conversation, and how many times. I'd love to know that. I tried to figure it out, but it's impossible because there's too many campaign stops, and even if I had access to every single video clip, you would have to hire someone to probably do it for a month straight, and then by then you'd have more. But let's just say the running, if I were to pick out certain words that are mentioned over and over again, I would say middle class is probably the most used. I bet it's the most used word from Obama and from Mitt Romney. Who do you think really represents the middle class the most? Which one of these two guys represents the middle class the most? Is it Mitt Romney or is it Barack Obama? The party's going to be over for one of them in 48 days. And then it's all about payback. Well, we have some election debt that is starting to pile up. And it is definitely piling up. So, the middle class, who is it? Which guy represents? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. All right, coming up this hour, certainly we're not just going to talk politics. We'll mix in a couple of other things as well. The teacher strike is over in Chicago, you know. Woohoo! There's a lot of stay-at-home moms that are cheering. Maybe silently, but they are cheering because it means the bus pulls up and bye-bye. Time to sit back and watch the Oprah Winfrey Network or do whatever they're going to do. But, no, I shouldn't say that. It'd probably do a million other things. Actually have a chance to breathe for 2 seconds. And half of the other people, of course, are going to work and they won't have to scramble as much trying to find somebody to stay with their kids. You got to feel sorry for the ones who had the younger ones. That has to be a lot tougher. In the end, what does it say? Well, the teachers got a little bit of their way. The key thing they wanted was the evaluations to not be so heavily weighted on the results. And as a result, it will not be. Only 30% will have to do with the results. Isn't it interesting? There's another theme, accountability. Isn't it about accountability? So some of us line up with the accountability, the economics, the budget, and others of us line up in a different direction. The handouts, the lack of a budget, the laissez-faire kind of attitude. Middle class, who gets it, Romney or Obama? And why the tug of war over an elusive group? Talk about it next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 18, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,759.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,803.05, $901.53 for a half ounce, or $450.76 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,803.05, $901.53, and $450.76.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, a quick reminder, don't forget we have Nail the Score coming up on our next show here on America Tonight in the third hour. Who knows what the game of the week will be? Last week, very tough to predict. Doesn't matter. You don't have to like football. It's like the lottery, only you don't have to pay a dollar, and you could win fabulous prizes. Our swag bag, although the swag is getting cleaned out thanks to Dave in Vermont. Helen is listening to us in Mississippi. Hello, Helen.
How are you today, Mr. Delaney?
I am good. I'm so happy that you called us. What's on your mind?
Okay, I want to remind people of Obama whenever he had the open mic and he was at the UN and he was talking to the Russians over there, and he said something to the effect of wait till I'm reelected and then we can be more flexible. Now, what was that about? I want Obama to come clean on that. And I would love for him to come clean about our ambassador being killed overseas and the men that were with him. I'd like for him to come clean on a lot of things. And as for Mitt Romney, he was right, and he just didn't have a chance to really explain himself. And on the news earlier, they said it was something to do with one of Jimmy Carter's grandchildren.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Helen. You know your facts. It was one of his grandchildren that was the middleman getting the actual tape to Mother Jones, the magazine that put it out on the website. And as for Mitt Romney, what you said there, he didn't have the full explanation. It was during a question and answer session, so it was just the juicy snippets that were plucked out of that. For sure, that's exactly what was there. And plus, what he said, I believe, is what he believes and what he's saying when he's out there. It just, he said it. Paul Ryan said he just wasn't articulate in the way he said it.
That's correct. But what about Obama?
Mm-hmm. Well, the UN comment, yeah.
If people remember when Obama said he'd been to almost all 57 states in the United States, get real.
Yeah.
Now, they're going to pick on one. Let's pick the other. The liberal news media is not telling the truth.
All right, Helen. What do you think? You think Romney's going to win?
Oh, I pray he does. We can't tolerate no more of Obama. I don't want my grandchild and children and their children and their children to be paying for the mistakes of this president. He is worse than Jimmy Carter ever dreamed to be.
Ooh, there you go. I like that. I like that. Hardcore standing by. And Helen, thanks so much for the call. Thank you. So you heard what she said, that, you know, worse than Jimmy Carter. She thinks he's worse than Jimmy Carter. Do you, and then this is what I'm talking about. Who represents the middle class? You know, it is tit for tat. Obama has definitely gotten, has definitely had swings made for things that he said. Like the, like Helen pointed out, he did say that at the UN, absolutely, and that was never flushed out. It was an open mic situation, sure. And in the case of Romney here, you know, who actually shot it? It wasn't Jimmy Carter's grandson that shot it. He was the so-called, supposedly, middleman that gave the tape to Mother Jones magazine where they put it on the web, and then it went from there. But we don't know who shot it, unless he shot it and they're just not saying that. But it doesn't seem that way. It seems as though there's somebody else was in there, and maybe they were planted. Who knows? But how would they know that he was going to say that would be the only thing? And he has said similar things when he's out speaking. It's just the way he said it. It's just the way he said it. And how it was caught in that particular moment, it was just the way it came out. Absolutely. And that's what Paul Ryan is saying. But it comes down to this: when you go in and you vote, it's not going to be about the open mic moments for Obama or for Romney, the things that he's been burned on, like when he went to England and all the comments that were printed all over the place when he said he was worried about security, or this latest thing in Boca Raton, what he said to the $50,000 a plate people who were there for a private fundraiser. It's not going to come down to that. It's going to come down to a couple of things. And Helen just said it. She talked about her family and what she thought would happen with her grandchildren, meaning, will they just get pummeled if he's in office for another 4 years? Probably referring to a couple of different things, including the deficit. And that's what happens, or I hope happens, when people go to vote. You have to decide. It is that question. Who represents you? Who represents the middle class? Who represents the interests of the United States economically, do you think the best? Because this is where we're caught. We're caught in this web. There are plenty of problems that we need to look at, like immigration. And, yeah, we see what Governor Brewer's going through in Arizona and the avalanche of people that are applying for the work permits when there aren't really jobs because of the executive order stuff. So there are other problems, to be sure, that really wouldn't it be great if we could take a pick and chop away at those. But economically, it's just so disastrous. We're on this crazy replica of the Titanic. And, you know, I don't want to hit that iceberg. Already we have scraped the iceberg. So how do we steer this ship in the right direction? I think everyone that goes and votes, that's what's on their mind. It's not all these other things, these sidebar things. It's not. In a way, it should be. Like some of it should be, but there's so many problems related to the economy that, and to how people are feeling job-wise and what's happening to people that are coming out of school and all that, that the focus is really squarely so weighted toward the economics, the situation that we're in right now. That's it. I mean, that's the thing that's going to either stir people up to vote or have them so disillusioned they don't go and vote. You know, there's a couple of different ways to look at this. And which direction is it pointing in the favor of it right now? Where are we heading with this? Where are we going with all of this? 48 days from now, I can tell you where we're going to vote. And I hope, no matter what, I hope listening to the passion of a Helen or a Dan or UK Dave or any of the people that call the show, I hope you get the thing that I like and I hope you get from this is there are people that really care. I mean, there are people that I know they're going to vote. I know that they wouldn't miss it. There's no way. However they have to get there. And they care. They care about what's happening to the country. It's not just lip service. It's not just watching the little Pop-Tarts here and there to see what's coming up on everybody's radar. I mean, these are people that, even if you don't agree with all their opinions, these are people who really care. You know what? That's the great news. That's the great thing, that the sleeping giant has awoken and has actually been awake for a while, but has really woken up across the nation. And it is that middle class, because so many people fall into that category. You know, there was a reason why that whole thing came up about one percenters, because it's a small minority. So much of the country falls into the middle class, or as I like to say, the working poor now with what's happening and with some of the regulations that are out there. Not that there shouldn't be some. You can't say that all regulations are terrible, but boy, we are choking on some of the red tape. I mean, choking. And you look at where we're headed with some of the government groups, and it's going to get that much worse. Oof, that much worse. Hey, coming up on the flip side, here on America Tonight, another version of The Numbers. You can throw in your 2 cents, but, you know, we're going to head to We Can Count, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And let me tell you, I always say this, it goes back to the numbers. It's almost like the follow the money thing. And man, we have got a lot of interesting numbers for you, you know, on the flip side, including Regis Philbin is back. You would think, I mean, some people just cannot retire, can they? They just can't retire. I like Regis Philbin, actually. I love how he loves Notre Dame, how he sticks up for Notre Dame. Anyway, he's got a new gig at 81. I'll tell you what he's going to be doing next.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, but how about in the future? You know, a good-looking sports guy who has a love for God and isn't afraid to spread it. He's famous for Tebowing. Ooh, gave the name away. Now plays for the New York Jets. He has been asked. They are pumping him up. They are priming him. They being a bunch of people who would love to see Tebow run for office one day. For goodness sakes, he just started playing professional football. But he is one of the most talked about players in the game. So he's saying after he was badgered with no less in one sitting 20 questions, there's your number, when he was asked 20 times different ways if he would consider one day to run for office, he said he hadn't ruled it out. He said he hasn't ruled out anything, but it won't be anytime soon in his future. It'll be something to consider one day. Here's the thing about Tebow. Tebow, while he's the most talked about player, he is out there giving speeches and stuff when he can. He's been to a bunch of churches in different parts of the country to give speeches. He's, to his credit, really been involved in a bunch of charities, including one that he started. He's got a foundation and tries to do what he can to help kids and other folks. So he is out there in the public eye more than just as a football player. So maybe he is fair game for asking the question a lot of different ways. And, you know, it's not anytime soon. So, no 2016, no 2020. It would have to be sometime after that, and most likely at a different level than president. But again, anything is possible, right, in the United States of America. I actually have talked to Tebow a very long time ago and was Just a nice guy. Homeland Security is buying up a whole bunch of bullets. Yep. What do you make of that? In fact, the amount is kind of staggering. Somebody sent me an email on this, and you can look it up. It's actually easy to find some of the bizarreness of it. But what they're doing is they're getting about 1.2 billion bullets they have in the last maybe 6-7 months, and that means 200 million rounds of ammunition. So you analyze the rifles and then break the numbers down even further over that. And how many more rounds do they need? And you wonder why. You look at the supplies when people who get ammo at like Walmart and some of those stores, man, I'll tell you what, they told me at the local Walmart in a big city that when they get supplies in, no kidding, people are lined up and ready to roll in the door because they know that there's a limited supply. So I guess that supply is going to the Department of Homeland Security. And is that, you know, what are they prepping for? Maybe we're being paranoid, but what are they prepping for with the amount of rounds that are being bought? Why not? We have all this debt anyway. Just expense it. Just expense those bullets. All right, Week in Count is all about the numbers, so we gave you some bizarre ones, the 20-some questions and the bullets. How about some hardcore numbers when it comes to the polls? And I know a lot of you don't have a lot of use for polls, but there is something to them, and I say the polls are right as far as how close this election is going to be, at least right up to Election Day, unless we're reading this whole thing wrong. So Mitt Romney and Obama now in a USA Today Gallup poll of swing states that just wrapped up in the beginning of the week shows that Romney is actually gaining some ground. We're talking about only 2 percentage points difference, 48% to 46%. So that's in the margin of error. The big bounce from the Democratic National Convention is disappearing, is what it means. The president leads across the country 47% to 46%. And the secret video that was recorded at a Florida fundraiser so far has not done anything in the polls. But will that change later in the week? This time next week, will we see it go in a reverse direction with the 47% of the people don't pay income taxes comment and don't have personal responsibility and they're dependent on the government? Will that make a difference in the upcoming polls? I still am going to say no. I'm going to say that it is about the numbers that equal what the economy is. That's so much the focus, because how can it not be when people are just buried in trying to make ends meet and so many others who cannot find a job? They can't find a job, and it's not all people that are sitting around living off the government. I mean, it's legitimately there are people who have looked, and they can't find it, and they're not getting unemployment. They're relying on family or through other means to try to do whatever they can to bring money into the house. I talked to a friend today who was telling me just how awful it was in California, that for some of the jobs that are out there that don't require necessarily a college degree, people with college degrees and secondary degrees were applying because they needed some kind of income. So they were willing to take whatever they had to take. but it also knocked other people out of the running. And you hear these stories all over the place about the amount of people applying for jobs, meaning one job opens up, and instead of getting the normal 40, 50 applicants and then going through the process of weeding some that no way would fit the description of the job, they're talking about hundreds of resumes and people sending in applications. And if that's happening in California, we know certainly that's happening in other places. Speaking of former politicians, you know, I mentioned Tebow. Actors, besides athletes, often run for office. Arnold Schwarzenegger just cannot help himself, and I guess because he's essentially free, he says that he's getting a 20-year-old, what he called, honey. So his divorce, he's 65, right? His divorce from Maria Shriver is almost finalized. And he told his next-door neighbor that he thinks things will work out okay, but if they don't, he's going to go to the direction of the younger woman. Who cares? Why is this big news? The only reason I stuck it in We Can Count is because every site I went to, every newspaper site, just looking at politics and other things and what was being written, had the headline about Arnold Schwarzenegger. I can still remember him going on Leno and announcing that he was going after the whole recall thing, that he was going after the office. And, yeah, sure enough, he won. And he got out just in the nick of time before all hell broke loose with his personal life. Otherwise, I don't think he would have been in that position for very long. I mentioned campaigns and debt and all that kind of stuff. Romney borrowed $20 million to keep up the campaign leading to the convention. You know, that's always the tough time. That's usually when you start to see the numbers debt-wise go in the other direction, because they get very, very aggressive. And he borrowed the $20 million before the convention to do that, until the federal rules basically allow them to tap into the election funds. They're called the general election funds. So he was $20 million in the hole. And even though they knew it was a foregone conclusion that ultimately he was the guy. Cash is king, and you got to buy those ads if you want to make any kind of a dent whatsoever. So you just borrow. That's what they do. They borrow the money, and you're allowed to do that. And then when you borrow the money, then you get the general election funds, and then you pay it back. And the campaign has already paid back, I guess, $9 million so far at this point. Yeah. You know, I talked about California and the situation in California. I'm going to leave you with this one last thing that I should have tagged on to the Golden State, but California's Obamacare Insurance Exchange, that's the things that are supposed to be set up in all these different states. They're planning to spend $900,000, been reported in taxpayer money, to a PR firm to help enlist Hollywood to weave in storylines or mentions of health care reform that would reinforce the campaign message. Oh my. So how much does each celebrity get? 20,000 if you mention it. Hang with us.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement agreement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Wow, as I said, 48 days and counting. Who knows? The 7th, we wake up, and you know what? What does it all mean in the end? In the end, the buzz is on full swing, but who's going to be the person who's left standing at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? I say I would love to be blown away by the amount of people that go out and vote, but I have a sad feeling that we're still going to see some of those low numbers. I didn't give you the payoff for Regis Philbin, by the way, and I hate that when somebody, it's like when I'm watching TV news and they say, the world is going to burn down, we have 5 sources on this. That story coming up, and then you never hear it. So I said Regis Philbin at 81 was going to do another show. What show is he going to do? Monthly, he's going to do a monthly segment on the Rachel Ray show. And he's also going to appear in Hot in Cleveland with Betty White. So see, you never completely get out of the game. You never completely leave it, especially someone like Philbin, because he had done that live show forever. I mean, he had been there. He's been in television for his entire life, for decades. And I guess bopping around kind of gives him the ability to do other things in between instead of having to do the one thing day after day. And Michael Strahan was the guy who ended up benefiting from that. The former New York Giant turned Fox commentator, now doing the morning show. That is a lot of travel during football season. All right, as we kind of throw in a couple of different odds and ends here, there are still questions surrounding what happened in Libya and over this fake film nonsense, the Prophet Muhammad and the release of that on YouTube and what happened to the ambassador and the fact that we're not getting really much information on any of it. The Innocence of Muslims was the name of the film that was made by some obscure, who knows, producer and was pumped out on YouTube, upset Muslims with a cartoon portrayal of the Prophet Muhammad, supposedly pushed this violence that went after diplomats, including at that consulate in Benghazi in Libya that killed four Americans and the ambassador. But you can't, you know, there's things that you just can't believe. And I got to say, I can't believe that that piece of footage led to what happened there. That was an inside job. It has it written all over it. Looking at anything that you read and looking at the pictures, you focus on it, and there's just no way that that was driven by some crazy spontaneous thing. If you want to say that happened in Cairo, where people jumped up over the wall and took the American flag and put an Islamic flag that was black in its place, okay. But not in the case of Benghazi. Because it completely doesn't make sense. I don't think there's any way they could get as deep as they got it and do what they did if there wasn't a wide open door. If there wasn't a way in, and I truly believe there was a way in, and that is what happened there. But it's being investigated, so for what it's worth, will there be some big revelation in the end as to how this ambassador was left so exposed, so crazily, right? It caught in the crosshairs of fire, caught there with Navy SEALs who had done unbelievable tours. I just find it so hard to believe that this was just a spontaneous thing, and anybody else would have had the same problem trying to fight off the attackers as they came in. And it's sad, certainly sad for the ambassador's family to see some of the photos and the video that's come out of there. In fact, horrible to see it and realize what's going on there. So there's a lot happening with the military. Some of the things kind of underreported. So as the White House, this discussion is, what happened with this whole Libya story and how the dialogue in that has changed, you know, after the consulate was bombarded in Libya. The White House press secretary, Jay Carney, said that they've given information about what they thought was the cause of the protest and violence, and that's all we have available. But they do not believe it was premeditated or pre-planned, and they're not making that statement. They don't want to make that statement. So they opened the door that there might be some other explanations. And initially they said it was spontaneous, and I've already said that. I don't believe it was spontaneous. It definitely does not appear to be that way on anything that I've seen. So military-wise, this is a crazy story. You know, how far do you go to get away from, if you're a guy, a woman who has now become a little nutty in stalking you? A Navy officer was dumped last month, and he was the commander of a nuclear sub because he faked his own death to end an affair he was having. The Navy commander is Michael Ward, and he was relieved of duties on the USS Pittsburgh a week after taking command of the sub. They say he sent his mistress an email from a fictitious person named Bob in July, posing as a coworker and saying that he had died unexpectedly. Oh, that's terrible. Imagine the worry. Oh, imagine the worry over this. So this guy's a Buffalo native. He's assigned to a subgroup in Groton, and he won't make any comments. He got a reprimand for adultery and other military violations. Wow, adultery is a military violation? I had no idea about that. So this woman learned that he was alive when she turned up at his house where he lived in Virginia to offer condolences. Instead, the new owner had said that he had moved to Connecticut to take command of a submarine, and she was completely stunned. Oh, you were crying? You thought that he had died? Sorry. No. He's somewhere else. Whoops. Just goes to show you, you always get caught. You always get caught. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but eventually. All right, this is a big story, and I can't believe I'm waiting till now to give it to you real quick. This is a big one. 4-2 decision by the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court. And what do they decide? The highest court in Quaker State in Pennsylvania told a lower court judge to stop a tough new law requiring voters to show photo ID from taking effect in this year's presidential election if he finds voters can't easily access ID cards or he thinks voters will be disenfranchised. So the voter ID thing is like a lead balloon. And frantically, people are waiting to clean up with some last-minute votes or not. And waiting for some things to come, waiting for more of a decision to be handed down. So some people are happy by this, saying it's a step in the right direction, that the court is recognizing that the state doesn't make the provision for people to get the ID that they would need to vote. Others say, well, this is ridiculous, and this is what leads to voter fraud. If it's not at the polls, actually people in person, but absentee and all that other stuff, this could be a problem. But then that goes against the whole ID thing. We're not solving this anytime soon, I can tell you that. If you have any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about, things?
Idiot! It's simple!
You will respect my authority!
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Conexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.